The first Connecticut family to have their home's crumbling foundation repaired using a new state fund is back at home. The McCloskeys invited members of the media inside their house in Tallinn to show off the restoration made possible by bond funding. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano was there.
Ashling McCloskey had just slept in her own bed again after her and her husband rented another place in Tallinn for the past 6 weeks.
We're still a little dusty and a little dirty, but we're super psyched to be back. There's no place like your own bed.
The house on Paula Joy Lane, one of nine homes on this tiny Tallinn street suffering from crumbling foundations, is the first one in Connecticut where the repair was financed by a new state agency, the Connecticut Foundation Solutions Indemnity Company, or CIFSIC. McCloskey once thought her family would have to pay $265,000 out of their own pockets to have her house fixed. This renovation did cost $185,000, but the McCloskeys only spent around $20,000. And it only cost the family that much because it asked the contractor to do some additional work on the property.
If we didn't, honestly, it would be less than $5,000.
After 18 months of stress, something that's become the new normal for families living in northeastern Connecticut, it's actually time to celebrate.
Come on in. It's dusty and dirty down there, but it's done.
Down in the basement, a bottle of champagne is popped in front of the cement that's just been poured, the new foundation of the McCloskey home.
All right.
Michael McGlaris did the honors. He's the superintendent of the Solutions Indemnity Company.
I think what we saw here was a very rapid and very happy conclusion to a major monumental problem, which if we had not intervened, this house essentially would have been condemned.
McGlaris says there are probably 5,000 homes in our state with crumbling foundations. He bets it costs up to $700 million to fix them all. Right now, the state has bonded $100 million over 5 years to fund his agency. There's taxpayer money that'll hit the account next April, but that's only worth about $8.5 million. So McGlaris says the state must find more. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.